There's a hidden gem tucked in Butler County, an art installation that reclaimed abandoned coal mine land for native plant and animal species. Last month, the Andy Warhol Museum in Pittsburgh hosted a nature outing there in connection with a current art exhibit. The Allegheny Front's Jackie Sieber has more.
On this sunny Saturday in May, a group of about 15 people arrived by bus to environmental reclamation artist Angelo Ciotti's property, about an hour north of Pittsburgh. They're here because Jose Diaz, chief curator at the Andy Warhol Museum, wanted to connect artist Paolo Peavy's exhibit, I Want It All, which bridges the relationship between human manipulation and wildlife, to Ciotti's restoration art.
There's a really robust ecosystem that's been revitalized, and to bring science and the arts together, I think, is something that Andy Warhol would have celebrated.
Be careful, we're going through the wetland.
Ciotti guides guests along a muddy path to his 22-acre earthwork called Twin Stupas. His art focuses on alleviating hazards from abandoned industrial sites and allowing nature to reclaim them.
You can build the tallest buildings in the world, but in the end, nature will win.
The installation is two mounds, each the size of a football field. One is inverted 45 feet deep, and the other is 60 feet high. They're connected by a spiral path that wraps around both mounds. It kind of looks like the yin-yang symbol.
This shape was chosen because the stupa was the first shape we know of in civilization. Coming first from India, people buried their dead in the fetal position in a mound. And it's the womb.
When Ciotti purchased the land in 1970, it was contaminated from an abandoned surface coal mine. The mining altered the landscape and caused acid mine drainage. Ciotti directed the drainage to small settling ponds made with limestone for treatment.
It was like a moonscape, stopping the flow of silt, and indigenous vegetation started taking hold, and the entire valley was covered with grass.
The stupas haven't been maintained since they were created. Now the land is rich with wildflowers, pine trees, and songbirds. That's where Nick Liatis, an avian conservation biologist, comes in. He introduced Diaz to the Twin Stupas a year ago.
Jose was interested in my conservation work, the fact that I abandoned these human-altered landscapes, and decided that a field trip out here to see my conservation work in this formerly degraded landscape would be an interesting way of framing the work of Paolo Peavy and vice versa.
Peavy's art installation has a lot of feathers, such as her collection of 27 colorful feathery polar bears mimicking human behavior. One of the participants at today's event, Ashley Wilson-Roof from Pittsburgh, is passionate about art and nature.
I actually majored in art in college, and my favorite things to paint and draw were animals, birds, endangered species.
Earlier in the morning, Liatis and his assistant set up large, nearly transparent nets near the stupas. The nets have pockets of very thin thread to catch birds. They're then placed in a cotton sack to calm them down. He catches migratory birds to record data and puts a tiny band around their leg. Each band has a unique number that tracks the bird.
It fits like a little bracelet and rotates up and down the bird's leg.
For the bird banding demonstration, Liatis opens a cotton bag and out pops a reddish-brown forest bird that already has a band on its leg.
Viries do breed around the stupas. This is one of our longest migrating songbirds. This bird comes from the central South America. Because it has a band on it, it's coming back to its territory. So that's really exciting. Because then I can expand on the story that the bird is telling me when I collect the data from it.
He reads the unique band number to his assistant to write down.
It's 2831-97681.
He then measures the bird's wings and beak, weighs it by putting in a cone placed on the scale, then he blows on the bird's translucent skin to check for how much fat it has and to determine its sex.
It's an after second year, male.
Once the information is collected, Liatis lets go of the bird. After the demonstration, participants like Kevin Patterson were thrilled about how intimate the experience was.
Absolutely fantastic use of a couple of hours to learn about this and to think about how we can contribute to it moving forward.
Ciotti offers tours of the Twin Stupas by appointment. Paolo Peavy's exhibit will be at the Warhol Museum until August 15th. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Jackie Sieber.